This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike on Gaza school compound housing displaced families killed around 100 people, the Hamas-run government said on Saturday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Israeli military acknowledged the strike on the Tabin school, claiming it hit a Hamas command center within the school. Hamas denied using it as a command center. According to the United Nations, 477 out of 564 schools in Gaza had been directly hit or damaged in the war as of July 6th. Since the war began October 7th, more than 1.9 million of Gaza's pre-war population of 2.3 million have been driven from their homes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts call a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near São Paulo in Brazil on Friday, killing all 61 people on board. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
Brazilian carrier Volpas, which operated the plane, said there were 57 passengers in total and four crew members on board. A local news outlet interviewed two men who said they missed their flight. Flight tracking software showed the plane's path. It took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and was bound for São Paulo's international airport. It entered an unusual final circling motion before hitting the ground in the town of Vinhedo, some 50 miles northwest of São Paulo. A Brazilian aviation engineer told Reuters that a buildup of ice could have caused the plane to stall and spiral in the way it did, but investigators say it's too early to determine the cause of the crash.
That was Ryan Chang from Reuters. For more stories, additional coverage around the world, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Neon Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that it deployed tanks to the Kursk border area with Ukraine and destroyed a Ukrainian armored vehicle. Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday as Moscow scrambled forces to counter Ukraine's biggest attack on Russian sovereign territory since the start of the war in 2022. Belarusian air defense forces destroyed several targets over their territory on Friday that were launched from Ukraine, most likely drones, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said on Saturday. According to Lukashenko, about a dozen of targets violated Belarusian airspace in the eastern Mogilev region bordering Russia, forcing Minsk to put its air force and air defense force on high alert. A man who attacked police at the United States Capitol with poles is sentenced to 20 years, one of the longest January 6 sentences. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements.
Wearing a tactical vest, a helmet, and an American flag gaiter covering his face, prosecutors say David Dempsey was stomping on police officers' heads, swinging poles at officers defending a tunnel, striking an officer in the head with a metal crutch, and attacking police with pepper spray and broken pieces of furniture. He's described as one of the most violent members of the mob to attack the Capitol. The 20-year sentence for the California man is among the longest so far. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio got a 22-year sentence. Prosecutors say Dempsey injured at least two police officers at the Capitol. Before sentencing, he apologized and called his conduct reprehensible. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Bangladesh's chief justice and central bank governor have resigned, officials said on Saturday, as student protests that formed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to flee widened to target more officials appointed during her regime. For additional stories 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.